indicó a los presentes por la mañana.
Reverend Wilder mentioned this morning
que tenía usted lo que era un pequeño una pequeña nota, ¿verdad? O para apuntar
el programa,
gracias. Que tenía un pequeño programa para anotar las inquietudes de las clases que se iban a impartir durante el día.
But you were given a program, and on there you could write down any questions that you're going to be able to ask later.
Así que hemos llegado al momento para que nuestros expositores puedan responder a esas inquietudes si usted tuvo en las clases.
So now we are at that moment where you're going to be able to ask any questions that you may have gotten or may have come up during your classes.
Así que vamos a dejar el espacio para que nuestro hermano Byron pueda dirigir y voy a estar llevando el micrófono a la persona que tenga la pregunta.
So we're going to allow Brother Byron to lead the question and answer period, and I'm going to be taking the microphone to the person who might have the question.
Y entonces nuestro hermano Byron va a llevar a cabo lo que es las preguntas a nuestro hermano.
Then he'll be able to transmit the question to our speakers so that they'll know what they need to answer.
Muy bien, es hora de preguntas.
Time for questions.
¿Alguien puede levantar su
Someone
mano?
Can raise your hand.
Casi se lograba, no más ahora,
pero casi estaba en el
bosque. Hermano, buenas tardes.
Good evening, brother.
Tengo una pregunta.
I have a question.
Acerca de la obra del Espíritu Santo en la vida del creyente.
Now, the work of the Holy Spirit in the believer.
Pero normalmente en algunas congregaciones se escucha al momento de orar, que algunos hermanos dicen bajo la comunión del Espíritu Santo o bajo la intercesión del Espíritu Santo o por medio del Espíritu Santo al final de la oración.
In some churches we hear that as they end their prayer they say and in fellowship of the Holy Spirit or by the power of the Holy Spirit or with the Holy Spirit at the end of the prayer.
¿Será que es correcto?
Is this correct to use or not correct?
Is it valid
or invalid to include this phrase as you close out your prayer? Any can answer the question.
Gracias.
Thank you very much. Are you familiar? Are you aware of this practice? Okay, in Guatemala, there are some brothers who either believe it's necessary and some don't believe it's necessary, but they have the habit of saying, and in the name of Jesus and in virtue of the Holy Spirit or in fellowship of the Holy Spirit, we pray. And then they finish out the prayer, thinking some, again, think it's necessary and some think it's not. But it's a very common practice to include the Holy Spirit in this particular way of closing the prayer. Sure.
Okay.
Muy bien.
What do they mean by
tal vez me ayudaría a entender qué quieren comunicar con este uso de la frase. O sea, ¿cuáles son las intenciones?
Normally, yo he aprendido de que
I have learned that we pray in the name of Jesus Christ at the end of the prayer.
Pero
he escuchado que algunos hermanos
My first question to that person would be,
Mi primera pregunta a esa persona sería,
what verse teaches that?
¿Qué versículo enseña esto?
Yo a lo lejos me recuerdo que fue tomado por un hermano que enseñó
remember correctly, taught that in a benediction, or really in a conclusion statement, the Apostle Paul included the Holy Spirit in one of his closing out. He mentions the communion of the Holy Spirit. It's 2 Corinthians 13, versículo 14. See? It's 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14.
Okay.
It's mentioned in the benediction, and so he's saying that because that was given, then we should always pray.
I think the benediction is, as he's closing out what he's written.
Una benedicción, él está dando un cierre a lo que él había escrito.
He simply mentions the fact that all three persons of the Godhead.
Menciona las tres personas de la deidad.
And asking God's total Godhead, all the persons of the Godhead, to be with them.
La deidad completa, las tres personas de la deidad sean con los hermanos. Era una despedida.
I don't think he's.
No creo.
There's a command for us to do that.
Hay un mandamiento en este versículo para que nosotros lo tengamos que practicar.
I think he's simply concluding.
Eso que él está concluyendo.
That he's concluding what he's written
by lo que ha escrito,
stressing that all three persons of the Godhead,
las tres personas de la deidad,
are blessing this book,
están
or involved in this book.
Este libro o están involucrados en la escritura de este libro.
But again, it doesn't say we are to do that.
No nos manda a nosotros a decir eso.
It seems simply that
parece que
what he was doing is he closed out that book.
Es al concluir este libro,
but there's no command for
está
us to
dando
do that.
Esta bendición, pero no hay un mandamiento en este pasaje para que nosotros lo tengamos que practicar.
We are commanded
sí,
to pray through
somos
Jesus.
Mandados a orar a través de Jesús.
And there are times when we may not express it well.
No lo expresemos bien.
And the Spirit interprets it for us.
Entonces intercede por nosotros.
But I don't see
pero
any connection
no
with this
una conexión de este versículo
as a pattern for our prayer.
La necesidad de un patrón para nuestras oraciones.
Maybe some
tal
of the
vez
other fellows.
Alguien más pueda comentar acerca del punto. Keep going. Dale, explique, yo voy a traducir.
I understand the point.
But what do we do with the brothers? Is it correct that they continue to practice it that way, or is it incorrect? And how do we teach them in the right way so that they not continue that practice? Because they defend it, down to the T. It's for them. It's really necessary to do. So he's just wondering how to handle them,
sure.
And how to refute or how to peacefully or gracefully address this problem. That's what he's asking.
I don't think the problem is that
they're
mentioning the Holy Spirit.
El problema no es que estén mencionando el Espíritu Santo.
I mean, we do have that passage,
porque,
as you mentioned, in 2 Corinthians,
sí,
where Paul mentions the Holy Spirit.
Pablo sí menciona el Espíritu Santo, es cierto.
And how can it be wrong to include an acknowledgement to the Holy Spirit
decir que es incorrecto
in our prayer?
Incluir o reconocer al Espíritu Santo durante la oración.
The problem is when we
yo
impose
creo que el problema es cuando imponemos
on someone else
en alguien más
a requirement that the scriptures don't impose.
Que las escrituras no hacen requisito.
So that's what I see the issue.
Ahí es donde yo veo el problema.
It doesn't seem to be if that's their practice or that,
si
that's what they do on
personal,
a regular basis.
Y si alguien quiere hacer eso, no veo tanto el problema.
But rather than demanding
más
or expecting that of somebody else.
Esperen que otra persona así lo tenga que hacer.
How is that any different than the Pharisees taking
esto no sería nada diferente a los fariseos,
some instruction of the old law
tomaron ciertas reglas del Antiguo Testamento,
and expanding on that
and ampliaron su práctica,
and in essence creating laws where God did not.
De esta manera, creando leyes que Dios no había creado.
As it would tell us in Revelation,
como nos dice en Apocalipsis,
we don't take away
no debemos ni quitar
but neither should we add
to. Pero tampoco ni debemos agregar a la palabra de Dios.
So to me, the greater issue would be demanding it of others.
Para mí, el problema mayor es el imponerlo en la práctica, en la vida de otras personas, o exigirlo de otros.
Rather than it just being a personal practice.
Más que la práctica de incluirlo en la oración.
Do you understand?
¿Entendemos? Sí, no sé si se entendió. Does someone else, alguien más quiere comentar del tema? Does anyone else want to comment on the subject? No? No. Okay, ahí queda entonces. Okay. He said, Brother Kerry, he has a question for you.
Okay.
You mentioned in the lesson as you talk. There was no specific age for baptizing a person.
Right.
Es correcto. So now I have this question. What happens when a child between 8 and 10 years old is baptized? I think that he hasn't understood 100% the responsibility and the concept of the gospel. And then later when he understands and becomes responsible for his actions, is it necessary then to be baptized again if he didn't understand the first time when he did it? I don't know if I'm clear in my question.
I think so.
Sí, creo que entiendo.
However, it's difficult to understand to respond to in one way.
De cierto modo.
Because understanding
la comprensión
is different than
es diferente
a different question than spiritual state.
Al estado espiritual.
And what I mean by that
lo
is
que
that
quiero decir con esto es
if that child
si
was not
niño
yet a sinner,
todavía no era pecador,
then that's the basic requirement.
Ese es el requisito más básico.
We're baptized for the remission
nosotros
of our
somos
sins.
Bautizados para la remisión de nuestros pecados.
But only the child, as they mature and grow, will be able to know that.
Solo ese niño o ese joven va a poder reconocer o saber cuándo llega ese momento en su vida.
You remember I illustrated
si
from my own life.
Yo hablé de mi propia vida.
And when I got older,
yo crecí un poco,
understood that although I had a pure heart and that motive as a young boy,
intenciones puras cuando hice esto como niño,
once I had encountered sin and yielded to sin,
ya enfrentarme con el pecado y el ceder al pecado y entender esto,
I realized that at that young age there was no malice or evil in my heart at all.
Anteriormente yo no tenía maldad ni malas intenciones.
So I was compelled,
y por eso me movió
from my heart,
del corazón,
to respond to the gospel, be baptized for the remission of my
para
sins.
Ser bautizado para los pecados que ahora yo conscientemente sabía que tenía.
And of course we know that's
y
appropriate,
claro, sabemos que eso es apropiado
for a person who realizes that even they've been baptized,
que aunque se haya bautizado una vez anteriormente,
that it wasn't perhaps for the right
si
reason,
no se hizo por las razones correctas.
Because we have the passage in Acts chapter 19.
Tenemos en Hechos capítulo 19 un ejemplo de esto.
Where Paul's passing through Ephesus.
Pablo pasa por Éfeso.
And he finds there some disciples.
Con algunos discípulos.
And he asks them.
Y les pregunta.
About the Holy Spirit. And they said they didn't even know there was a Holy Spirit.
Y ellos responden que ni siquiera sabían de algún Espíritu Santo.
And you remember, he asked them.
Y si ustedes recuerdan, él preguntó.
Well, then into what were you baptized?
Entonces, ¿en qué pues fuisteis bautizados?
He finds out they were baptized with John's baptism.
Y descubre que fueron bautizados con el bautismo de Juan.
And he taught them about Jesus.
Y después les enseña acerca de Jesús.
And then they were baptized in Christ.
Y después son bautizados en Cristo.
So,
entonces,
I think the issue is that
el tema,
the child
es que el niño
would have to be the one to make that decision.
Debería decidir o determinar
as they grow in Christ Jesus,
al crecer en Cristo
as they learn
Jesús,
more,
al aprender
as they
más, al madurar,
reflect back
al
on that time in their life.
Reflexionar en el pasado.
And as far as what they know,
cuando hablamos de lo que saben,
well, that's a separate circumstance.
Eso es en realidad un punto aparte.
Because then they're also going to have to evaluate.
Ellos van a tener que evaluar.
Rather than their state of being, they're going to have to evaluate their motives.
No solamente su estado de ser, pero también sus intenciones.
What was the reason they were baptized?
¿Cuál fue la razón de su bautismo?
And again,
y otra vez,
only they will know
sabrá
from their own heart.
De su propio corazón, si lo hizo o no lo hizo correctamente.
Does that answer the question?
No sé si eso responde la pregunta.
Sí, hermano, muchas gracias.
Sí. Hermano Benjamín, se había levantado ahí atrás.
El hermano Benjamín va a dar un complemento a la primera pregunta del hermano Jorge, y después sigue el hermano Elmer, y hay otro hermano allá que...
Okay. Brother Benjamin is going to add to the previous conversation about the Holy Spirit in prayer, and then we have one over here and another one over here.
Gracias, hermanos. Creo que es una muy buena pregunta.
Thank you, brothers. I think it's a very good question.
Afecta de manera
and
personal.
I think that it does, personally, me, affect me.
Porque me he encontrado con esta enseñanza.
Because I have encountered this teaching in the Church of Christ.
Entonces, para poder proseguir, yo quisiera que si ustedes tuvieran unos 30 segundos.
If you would take 30 seconds to go to the passage so that all of us can read it together. Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, like Brother Byron already addressed. And I think that the question is valid. If we find brothers or sisters, especially in the interior of the country where they really use this a lot, if you have the chapter verse, it says then, by the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God, and in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with all of you. Amen. As was already explained, these are words of conclusion and desire of the Apostle Paul for the church at Corinth. Some say it could even be the third letter, but what we want to emphasize is that it's really not a model that we can impose on prayer upon the church, but rather it's a desire that Paul is wishing, may it be with all of you. And that's a desire of Paul, it's not a model of prayer. And sometimes the church, the brothers are so emphatic that if you don't end the prayer this way, in the name of the Father, and the name of the Son, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, they will not give you any more privilege to pray. And they say that in the conscience then that the prayer is not heard by God unless the deity in full is mentioned, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. So when you understand a little bit, there were a few leaders that emphasized this teaching in the 70s and 80s. They emphasized this. They had a Catholic background. That's the reality. So that's the background where this originated. And we know that the prayers of the priests always end with some kind of symbol that represents, and you know very well that it represents the three persons of the Godhead. And they brought this over into the Church of Christ, and the formula of their prayer always ended the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the problem with this teaching is that they emphasize it. And like the brother said, it's an option that if I personally want to do it, fine. But we cannot impose it on the brotherhood. Otherwise, it becomes a Phariseeism, as the brother already mentioned. Now, having understood a little bit more of the problem, many more have been clarified on this topic. They do it sometimes just automatically without thinking. They end their prayer this way without even realizing it. And though there's another mistake. It's called monotony, traditionalism. So now they do it now out of just happened. So I asked them, do you really understand the role of the Holy Spirit in the life of a Christian? And many things they don't understand. And they mention him. So Romans chapter 8, verse 26, Brother Wayne Berger mentioned Romans 8, 26. Yeah, the role of the Holy Spirit is to help the Christian. We have problems when we don't know what to pray. Congregationally, we do know what to pray. We have word. It teaches us how we ought to pray as a church, why we should pray. I don't see it necessary to include the Holy Spirit because He's the one who reveals the Word of God. So when we use the Word of God correctly, then we are including the Holy Spirit. But let us not do it as a commandment. That's my point of view and my comment that I wanted to add to this. Thank you. Did you want to comment something on this subject before we ask the next question?
I would simply say,
él quiere comentar algo más. Yo sencillamente diría,
Jesus said,
Jesús dijo,
they were presented to the Father through him,
que uno debe acercarse al Padre a través de él.
We don't find any example
no
or command.
No encontramos ningún ejemplo ni mandamiento
that we presented to the Father
al Padre
through the Father, the Son,
del Padre,
and the Holy Spirit.
El Hijo y el Espíritu Santo.
And that, again, I would
otra
say,
vez yo diría,
where is a command in Scripture to do that?
Para esta práctica.
And as Brother Carey
y
said,
dijo el hermano Carey,
you can't bind
uno
where
no
God
puede
hasn't bound.
Imponer lo que Dios no ha impuesto.
The Holy Spirit will simply help
Santo
us where we
nos ayuda
fail in our prayers and don't understand.
Nuestras debilidades con nuestras oraciones. Él estará ahí para ayudarnos.
But we have no example
no
of
ningún ejemplo
using Him
de usarlo
going through Him
como
to
un medio para ir al, a Dios, al Padre.
Okay.
¿Sí?
Thank you. Francisco, gracias. Quería añadir antes de pasar a la siguiente pregunta.
Brother Francisco wants to add something before going to the next question. Brother Jose, do me a favor and bring my bag. I believe that the brothers have already described a couple of points. I just want to say something for those who are here. The direct command is to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus.
Todo lo que pidiéramos al Padre
en
el nombre de Jesús lo recibiremos. Ese es el mandamiento. Aquí en este pasaje de 2 Corintios 13:14 es una despedida del apóstol que no quieren los hermanos.
The apostle is saying goodbye. We've already said that. So we cannot teach that there's a doctrine here where there is no doctrine.
Tenemos que respetar.
We must respect if it's an opinion
of somebody,
but if it's a tradition that's been adopted, we can accept it as such, but we should not impose it in, as a doctrine of the churches of Christ. Thank you very much. The next question. Good afternoon, my brothers. May God bless you. Para quién? This question is for our brother Lyndall Mitchell.
El hermano nos habló en su estudio y nos invitó a los cristianos a ofrecer nuestras vidas completas.
Our brother talked to us in his lesson and he said that we should use our lives completely for God. Body, mind, and actions as a living sacrifice.
What
I wanted to ask is, would you be able to give us three examples that we can use to put into practice as Christians, where God, we can put these things into practice, three practical ways of doing this?
Well, thought I did that.
Pensé que lo había hecho, dice. So maybe repeat it. Vamos a repetir la lección, dice.
This is looking at some practical ways of offering our mind, our love, and our actions, and holy sacrifice.
Yeah. Well,
how does that look in the daily basis?
How does it look? Well, where you practice when? Your strength, when you're challenged, and you want to act one way, you act another because God said.
Por ejemplo, dice que cuando alguien lo desafía a uno, cuando uno naturalmente quiere actuar de una manera y sabe que no es correcto, entonces uno actúa de la otra manera porque eso es lo que Dios pide de uno.
When you do your work,
por ejemplo, cuando uno trabaja,
you do it the best you
uno
can.
Da su mejor esfuerzo
you're doing that as
porque,
no
lo, porque lo está haciendo como un servicio a Dios.
The text says,
el texto dice
we work
que uno trabaja
not to serve men,
no para servir al hombre
but serve God.
Sino para servir a Dios.
So it's a,
entonces ahí tenemos otra forma
where my efforts come from.
Donde, de dónde proceden mis energías y por qué.
When I'm cursed, I don't
por ejemplo curse alguien me dice una mala palabra a mí yo no le respondo con una mala palabra.
You know, when someone is cross with you and you're not cross
alguien está molesto con uno y uno no siente lo mismo.
When someone takes a poke at you, you don't poke them back.
Le da una, le tira una indirecta, uno no le devuelve con una indirecta o directa.
In every sense, you're going to try to do.
En cada momento, uno busca. Uno busca
what Jesus did.
Lo que haría Jesús.
Study the life of Jesus.
Entonces debemos estudiar la vida de Jesús.
How did he conduct himself?
¿Cómo es que él se condujo en esta vida?
How did he respond
¿Cómo es que él respondió a sus enemigos?
You do those things.
Y eso es lo que uno busca hacer.
Paul revolutionized in
Pablo,
his writing.
En realidad nos dio una revolución. A través de sus escrituras cuando se trata del pacto del matrimonio. Esposos amen a sus esposas como Cristo amó a la iglesia.
For no man ever yet hated his
own hombre, perdón, como amen a sus esposas como aman a sus propios cuerpos, dijo, porque ningún hombre aborrece su propio cuerpo, pero le da, lo alimenta y lo cuida.
Jews and Gentiles alike saw women like
property. Miraban a las mujeres como propiedad. Así es como las trataban.
When Paul said what he
entonces,
said,
cuando
like
Pablo
the
escribió esto, era como una erupción del volcán.
You live for God when you bring your children up.
Cuando uno vive por Dios es cuando uno educa a sus hijos en los caminos del Señor.
You always ask yourself, what
uno siempre se hace la pregunta,
what would my Lord do?
¿Qué haría mi Señor?
In this circumstance.
¿Qué haría mi Señor en esta circunstancia?
Those are, I think, are just practical.
Pienso que esas son algunas sugerencias prácticas.
Do you think? Write them down.
Anótenlas.
Carrie mentioned today. Was it Carrie or
yo creo
no,
que fue Carrie o Denny.
Today I work on love, joy, peace.
Por ejemplo, él dice, hoy voy a trabajar el amor, mañana esto, mañana lo otro, así. Él tiene un plan.
I'm going to work on those fruits.
Voy a trabajar en el fruto del Espíritu.
That's what's involved in giving your life.
Eso es lo que significa el dar la vida al Señor.
Is that any help?
¿Eso ayuda?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Good question.
Muy buena pregunta.
Good
evening, dear brother.
Thankful
for my son Vinicio, my daughter-in-law Sandra, for inviting me
in
this very important subject. To hear these very important subjects, thank you for all of the speakers. And thank you for this very important fellowship.
Cuando hermano Kerry Williams platicaba
del bautismo, Kerry Williams was speaking about the baptism.
Yo le
If I understood him correctly,
es importante que se madure,
it's important
la decisión de ser
to
bautizado.
Be mature in order to be baptized properly.
Y que el bautismo es parte de nuestra fe.
And that baptism is part of our faith.
Y agrada a Dios,
and that it pleases God.
Totalmente de acuerdo.
And I'm completely in agreement with this.
Luego decía acerca de la tercera pregunta, la conciencia del pecado.
Then he mentioned about the consciousness of sin.
Nosotros creemos y defendemos que el bautismo es esencial para pecados.
We believe and defend that baptism is essential for salvation, for the remission of sins. That's what you said.
Entonces,
so, my question is,
basado ahí en el pasaje de San Marcos 16:16.
So, based on Mark chapter 16, verse 16. It says, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who believes shall be condemned. And of course, since you were talking about baptism, he didn't mention the method or the steps of being saved.
Sin embargo, a raíz de eso me surgió.
Nevertheless, because of this, there was a question that came to my mind.
¿Salva el bautismo?
Does baptism save?
¿O es un paso de obediencia?
Or is it a step
of
obedience, a testimony to the world?
Donde yo demuestro que muero para
I show that I die to sin
y vivo para Cristo.
And live for Christ.
Pero para mí,
but for me, initially,
en lo que he creído,
in what I have believed,
que es primeramente creer,
is first, we must believe in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Es suficiente
that's
para
enough
limpiarme
to
todo
wash
pecado.
Me of all sins.
Entonces, bautismo
so baptism for me
paso de obediencia
then is a step of obedience alone, or only.
Entonces, no sé
so
si
I'm not sure if I understood that brother
bautismo como
spoke of baptism as
necessary
for the forgiveness of sins.
Yo
I would like if you could please be kind enough to comment on that.
Gracias,
thank you very much, brothers.
Thank you for the question, and I'm more than happy to clarify.
Por esa pregunta, yo con mucho gusto, me gustaría aclarar.
Well, the first thing I want to mention
primero
in regard to
este tema,
salvation
en cuanto a la salvación,
is that the only thing that saves
lo único que nos salva
is the blood of Jesus
es la
Christ
sangre de Jesucristo,
because of his magnificent grace.
Por su gracia maravillosa.
And this is enacted through our faith.
Se, lleva a cabo a través de nuestra fe.
Ephesians 2, 8 and 9
Efesios capítulo 2, versículos 8 y 9
we are saved by grace through faith.
Nosotros salvos por la gracia, por la fe. Somos porque por gracia sois salvos por medio de la fe.
It is not of yourselves,
no
it is the gift of God.
Dice, pues es don de Dios.
Not by works,
no
lest anyone should boast.
Para que nadie se gloríe.
So it would be
entonces,
unbiblical
no
for
sería bíblico
me or anyone else to suggest
que yo,
that baptism
otra persona sugeriera que el bautismo
is simply some action or work
es simplemente una acción o una obra
that would merit
que
salvation from God.
Lo, que lo hace merecer la salvación a uno o de esta manera se gana la salvación.
So the scriptures make clear we're saved
claramente
by grace.
Somos salvos por gracia.
And of course that's because of the blood of Jesus.
Por la sangre de Jesús.
And it's through faith.
Y es por medio de la fe.
And as we look in Hebrews.
Y nosotros al ver el libro de Hebreos.
Chapter 11, which we're all familiar
11,
with.
Conocemos todos los textos.
It's going to clarify the importance of faith.
La importancia de la fe.
For without faith,
porque
it is impossible
fe,
to please God.
Es imposible agradar a Dios.
And I think that's where a lot
pienso
of the confusion
donde se encuentra mucha de la confusión
in our religious world comes
en nuestro
in
mundo religioso
about baptism.
En cuanto al bautismo.
Because many see it simply
porque
as a work.
Muchos ven el bautismo como sencillamente una obra.
And sometimes even when we speak
veces,
of it in biblical terms,
cuando hablamos en términos bíblicos,
some would misunderstand,
algunos podrían malentender,
and think that we're saying
y
that
pensar que estamos diciendo,
God does part of the saving,
que Dios en parte salva,
and then we do this work,
y nosotros a través de esta obra,
and
que
that
hacemos,
somehow accomplishes salvation.
Complementa lo que hace Dios y de alguna manera nos trae la salvación.
And that would be untrue.
Eso no es cierto tampoco.
You see, we are saved by grace
through
faith.
Nosotros somos salvos por gracia por la fe.
The problem is,
Pero el problema es que muchos
misdefine the word faith.
No definen correctamente la fe.
Oftentimes people define faith simply.
Muchas veces la gente define la fe con esto, de esta manera.
As a belief.
Una confianza.
And there's no question that belief is essential to faith.
Ciertamente, la confianza o el creer es esencial en la fe.
But belief alone
Pero
is not faith.
Pero la fe solamente o el creer solamente no es fe bíblica.
The world is filled with people who
Porque
believe that there's a God.
Gente cree que hay un Dios.
But they haven't
en el mundo.
Given over their life and
Pero
faith.
No han dado su vida en una verdadera fe.
In fact, the scriptures tell
De
us
hecho,
that even the demons believe
que los demonios creen
and tremble.
Y tiemblan.
There's no doubt the
Entonces,
devil
no hay duda
believes in God.
Que el diablo cree en Dios.
He was cast out of heaven by God.
De hecho, fue lanzado del cielo por Dios.
But it would be blasphemous to say that the devil has
una
faith.
Blasfemia decir que él tiene una fe salvadora.
So indeed we're saved by
Entonces,
grace
claro,
through faith.
Somos salvos por la gracia, por fe.
But we have to ask
Pero
the question, biblically, what does faith involve?
¿Qué incluye esa fe?
So the passage you
Entonces,
brought up in Mark 16 is very helpful.
En Marcos 16 es muy, muy útil. Marcos 16.
Because Jesus says,
Porque Jesús dice,
he who believes and is baptized will be saved.
Y fuere bautizado será salvo.
But he who believeth not
y el
will
que
be condemned.
No creyere será condenado.
And someone may reasonably pose the question.
Podría razonablemente hacer la pregunta.
Well, he just mentions belief in regard to who will be condemned.
Pero solo menciona que el que no creyere será condenado.
And if you understand that
si
it's about faith,
que tiene que ver con la fe,
then that makes perfect sense the
tiene
way Jesus worded it.
Cómo es que responde Jesús.
Because belief
Porque
is the beginning of faith.
Es el inicio, el creer es el inicio de fe.
And faith will involve more once a person
y la
believes.
Fe incluye más que el creer.
So if a person
Entonces,
realizes one day
si
that Jesus is the Son of God,
se da cuenta un día que Jesús es el Hijo de Dios,
and that they're a sinner,
y que son pecadores,
and they believe that he died
creen
for their sins,
que él murió por los pecados,
well, that's going to lead to some
esto lo va a llevar
other growth
a otras
in faith.
Cosas necesarias en esa fe.
It's going to lead to them to believe, well,
llevarlos,
I haven't lived
por ejemplo,
for him.
Que, se van a dar cuenta que no han vivido para nada para Cristo.
He's Lord and I'm not
Él es
Lord.
Señor, yo no soy Señor.
We call that repentance.
Le llamamos a ese acto el arrepentimiento.
And it's going to lead them to conviction.
Y lo va a llevar a una convicción.
Where they're willing to proclaim.
Donde quieren proclamar.
To themselves and to other people.
A ellos mismos primero y también a otros.
That Jesus
que
is Lord.
Jesús es Señor.
And we call that confession.
Le llamamos a esto confesión.
But the scriptures also tell us.
Las escrituras nos dicen
dozens of times in the New Testament,
más de una docena de veces en el Nuevo Testamento
that all of those who
que
came
todos
to the Lord in faith,
los que acudieron al Señor por fe
that faith was culminated
que se culminó la fe
because of their belief
por esa
conviction,
creencia, esa convicción que tenían
which is causing a change within
que está causando
them,
un cambio en ellos
to determine they don't want to live for themselves but for him
que los ha convencido que no deben vivir por sí mismos sino vivir por el Señor se arrepienten
and taking him on as Lord
y quieren recibirlo como Señor orgullosamente
to proclaim that he's
para
their Lord and that's
que
confession
él es el Señor eso es la confesión
which leads to
y eso
a
los lleva
final culmination
a una
of that
culminación
faith.
De esa fe
when they're willing to die to themselves
a morir a sí mismos,
and live now for him.
Y ahora vivir por él.
And the Bible tells
y la
us that that moment
que ese momento culminante
is when they're baptized
es cuando
in Christ.
Son bautizados en Cristo.
You see, it's not really something
porque
we do.
En realidad, el bautismo no es algo que uno hace.
It's something we submit
es
to.
Es algo a lo que nos sujetamos.
It's something we've, that's done to us.
Tenemos que ceder porque alguien más lo tiene que hacer a uno.
Because Romans 6
porque
tells
Romanos
us
6 nos dice
that as many of you as were baptized
otra vez
into Christ,
todos los que fueron bautizados en Cristo Jesús,
were baptized
fuiste
into
bautizados
his death,
en su muerte.
And having been buried
sí,
with him through baptism into death,
juntamente con él,
you
en
rise
muerte,
to walk in newness of life.
Resucitamos a una vida nueva.
Which is exactly what Jesus said in John 3,
lo que Jesús dijo en Juan 3
when he said,
cuando dijo,
if anyone would enter the kingdom of heaven,
si alguien desea entrar al reino del cielo,
he must be born
debe
again.
Nacer de nuevo.
Born of the water
del agua
and the Spirit.
Y del Espíritu.
That's why Paul would
por
say
eso,
in Galatians,
dice en Gálatas,
I've been crucified with Christ.
He sido juntamente crucificado con Cristo.
Nevertheless, I live.
Pero ya no, pero aún vivo.
So your passage you brought
entonces,
up in Matthew chapter
menciona,
six, Mark chapter 16,
Marcos
excuse me,
16,
where it says,
donde
he believes and is baptized.
Que creyere y fuere bautizado,
you see, that process of faith
proceso de fe
begins when we believe.
Empieza con el creer.
And throughout that process, there's repentance and there's confession.
El arrepentimiento y la confesión.
But it culminates when we're willing to
cuando
say, now I want to be yours, Lord. I want to give myself
Dios,
up.
Quiero darme todo a ti. Quiero dejar mi persona vieja atrás, Señor.
I want to leave that old
quiero
man
dejar
behind.
El hombre viejo atrás.
And we submit
y
in that faith,
sujetamos por fe,
in, because of the belief,
por esa fe, convicción,
all the things that we've gone through, to be baptized and die to ourselves.
En el bautismo donde morimos a nosotros mismos.
So see, therefore, the Mark passage makes perfect sense.
Y eso hace que el pasaje de Marcos tenga todo
because
comple-
Jesus
un
says,
sentido completo.
He who believes and is baptized,
el que creyere, principio, y because, fuere bautizado, final.
Because you see, no one will ever
nadie,
die to themselves,
nadie va a morir a sí mismo,
will ever give up everything
nadie
for
va
the Lord
a dejarlo todo por el Señor,
in faith,
en
if,
fe,
if they don't believe.
Si no tienen una fe bíblica.
So he says, he who believes
entonces,
and
dice,
is in this process of faith and is baptized.
Está hablando del proceso de creer y terminar con el bautismo.
But he who doesn't believe,
pero el que no cree,
that person's not going to repent.
Esa persona no se va a arrepentir.
They're not going to confess.
No va a confesar.
And of course they're not going to be baptized.
Y por supuesto no se van a bautizar.
Because they're not developing faith.
Porque no han desarrollado esta fe.
Does that answer your question?
No sé si eso responde. Sí. Thank you very much. ¿Alguien más quiere comentar? ¿Anybody else want to comment on that subject? ¿No? ¿Rodelo? Mano Lindo quiere hacer un comentario.
There's an element of conversion that we hadn't talked about.
Creo que hay un elemento de la conversión que no hemos mencionado.
Our emphasis has been today on what
porque
we
pues
do.
El énfasis ha sido en lo que hacemos nosotros, ya
it's
siendo
fine.
Cristianos. Y está bien si lo estamos viendo de ese punto de vista.
Where I preach, they have a very large prison.
Donde nosotros, donde yo predico, existe cerca una prisión muy grande.
We've had opportunity to
y nosotros hemos tenido la oportunidad de tener un ministerio a los
for
prisioneros. Por muchos años hemos visitado las cárceles.
We'll have young men come
y
to us
ocasiones vienen algunos jóvenes
wanting to obey the gospel.
Queriendo obedecer al Evangelio.
But they'll say, preacher,
pero ellos me dicen, predicador,
I've been a bad man.
He sido un hombre malo.
I see what the Bible teaches.
Veo lo que enseña la Biblia.
And I'll be baptized.
Y yo estoy dispuesto a bautizarme.
But I don't know if God can forgive
pero no
me.
Sé si Dios está dispuesto a perdonarme.
And I said, your test, brother.
Y, say again?
I said, your test.
Your test. Y yo le digo, tu prueba, joven.
is can you trust the word of God?
Tu prueba es si puedes confiar o no en la palabra de Dios.
More than your doubts.
Más que en tus dudas.
And typically that helps clear
it up. Y típicamente esto ayuda a que la persona tome la decisión.
It's about trusting in the Lord.
Tiene que ver con la fe o la confianza en lo que dice Dios.
If they can get to the point that they
entonces,
trust
si
God,
ellos pueden llegar al punto de confiar en
God
Dios
says,
en todo lo que Él dice,
then it's no problem
entonces
to baptize.
Normalmente no hay ningún problema para bautizar a la persona.
But that's what God says.
Porque
God.
Eso es lo que pide Dios.
Thank you.
Gracias. Huh? Is time up? Huh? Time up? Sí, el tiempo ya se ha ido. Gracias. El tiempo ha corrido rápido. Muchas gracias.